The Bruins game went down to the wire with the Bombers falling to the Cardinals 62-60. Farmington did not shoot nearly as well as they did in the previous matchup in December, but they led for most of the game due to their domination on the offensive glass. Mount Tom was able to keep the margin within single digits, and the game had 5 lead changes and 2 ties. The Cardinals were up 61-58 inside the final 30 seconds of the contest. Ryder McClain attempted a left corner 3-pointer to tie the game, but it was off the mark. A few seconds later, the Bombers were forced to start fouling. Press Taylor did hit 1 of 2 free throws with 11 seconds to make it a 2-possession game. Mount Tom got one more basket on the next play, but enough time had elapsed off the clock, and Farmington did not have to inbound the ball as they held on to win by 2. McClain led the Bombers with 24 points, and Blaine Tate added 14. Maddox Teeter scored 20 points for the Cardinals. Ethan Kennedy had 17, and Taylor chipped in 13. Mount Tom falls to 10-10 on the season and 0-4 in the 5A West. Farmington improves to 16-4 and 3-1. The girls' game was set up as a battle between the two top-ranked teams in Class 5A, but the Lady Cardinals prove why they are number one as they breeze past the Lady Bombers 86-59. The opening quarter was played even as it ended with the two teams knotted up at 17, but Farmington took over from there. The Lady Cardinals shot 62.5% from the floor and 13 of 28 from behind the arc, and Mount Tom did not appear to have an answer. The Lady Cardinals scored 25 points in each of the final two periods to post the 27-point victory. The Lady Bombers, currently ranked second in Class 5A and fourth overall by the Arkansas Sports Media, were led by Livy Fosnes with 19 points, Brooklyn Mitchell recorded 14, and Jayla Yonkers provided 11. Easton McCullough finished with 36 points for Farmington, Marin Adams ended up with 15, and Morgan Ewer added 14. Mount Tom drops to 17-3 overall, and 3-1 in the league. The Lady Cardinals are now 16-1 and 4-0. Both Mount Tom teams return to the road on Friday for an outing with Alma. In other 5A West girls action, Harrison beat up on Salem Springs 47-21, Greenwood pounded Russellville 79-46, and Van Buren squeaked by Alma 50-49. In the boys' games, Harrison topped Alma 70-56, Russellville defeated Greenwood 72-63, and Alma beat Van Buren 58-48. I'm Matt Sharp reporting.